This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. You're going to be shocked by this podcast because here I explain how and why you're poisoning yourself with cancer-causing chemicals even when you eat certified organic breakfast cereals. Okay, surprised? Well, it'll make perfect sense here in a second. Now, grocery stores stock food and they stock toxic chemicals that are highly volatile. And those toxic chemicals are in the detergent aisle. Now, if you're a health-oriented person like myself and perhaps most of our readers, you can hardly stand that aisle. You try to walk down that aisle in a grocery store, you know, the detergents and the cleaners and all that, and it's just so offensive, you can barely stand it. Well, the thing is, that aisle is not airtight. And so the chemicals that are being released from all the dryer sheets and fabric softeners and laundry detergents, and these are, we're talking about easily hundreds of different toxic cancer-causing chemicals. These chemicals, of course, are spread around the entire store. And these chemicals, being highly volatile, they can penetrate packaging of other products. For example, they go right through the water milk jug packages and they get into the water. You can actually taste dryer sheet chemicals in the bottled water that you purchase at a grocery store. And if you can't taste it, then it just means two things. Number one, either you're not sensitive enough to taste it because you use those toxic products yourself, so your body's so poisoned that you can't even detect the poison. You know how someone who wears perfume or cologne all day, every day, they can't smell it because they're saturated with it, you know, and all their senses are numbed. And this happens to people who use, you know, popular brand name laundry detergents and dryer sheets and so on. Or the other reason is, the water bottle just hasn't been there long enough because it takes time for these chemicals to saturate new products that come into the store. So the store, a grocery store, think of it as a toxic cloud, which it is. It's full of thousands of toxic chemicals that are in the air. Personally, I have a hard time even entering common grocery stores. I have to shop at more natural-oriented stores because they're, you know, they're cleaner. They don't carry all the toxic products. But if I go into a regular grocery store, or God forbid, something like a Dollar General, it's like a toxic assault from the first moment that you even step in there, you know? But it takes time for this toxic cloud to saturate new products. So a product may have to sit on the shelf for, you know, depending on the product and the packaging, maybe 30 days before it gets really saturated with these toxic chemicals. Well, breakfast cereals. This is a category that you need to be aware of because I've been doing some testing and it has given me a stomach ache, actually, because I've been doing some human testing. I'm about to do some testing in the lab, by the way. I'll talk about that. But what I've been doing is going into the grocery store and purchasing, like a regular grocery store, which is highly toxic. I can smell it, you know, from the parking lot. And I have been buying organic breakfast cereals, taking them home and then seeing if I can smell the fabric softeners and laundry detergent on the boxes. And then if I can, I open up the box. Can I smell it on the cereal plastic bag? And if that's a yes, then I taste the cereal and see if I can taste the toxic laundry detergent chemicals. And so far, the answers have been astonishing. In almost every case, when I buy an organic breakfast cereal, including Nature's Path, by the way, which is my favorite brand, and I highly recommend that brand. Even Nature's Path cereals are being saturated with toxic cancer-causing fragrance products coming from the detergent and cleaner aisle of the grocery store. So think about this. Here you have a natural brand, and by the way, I can taste it, and I can blind taste test this stuff if there were ever a challenge to this. And by the way, I'm also going to be able to show this on the triple quad mass spec instrumentation in the lab soon. It's one of my projects. But I can taste it and I can smell it just instantly. It's so obvious. So recently I had some Nature's Path cereals. They were called Love Crunch. And it's actually, I think, a really nice cereal. Nature's Path does everything organic. So here's the thing. When the cereal leaves Nature's Path, it's clean. It's certified organic. You know, Nature's Path is a very responsible cereal company. They use responsible, ethically sourced ingredients and so on. And, you know, the name is nice too. Love Crunch. Do you love this crunch? Yeah, good cereals. But then the food distributor, which is the grocery store, takes that Love Crunch, clean cereal, and sticks it in an aisle in a toxic cloud of a retail operation, a grocery store, in other words. And before long, guess what? The Love Crunch becomes Toxic Crunch, where you can actually taste the toxic chemicals. And then when I did the taste testing, by the way, it gave me a really bad stomach ache, which reminds me maybe I should eat less when I'm doing these taste tests, especially since I'm not used to being exposed to all these toxic chemicals. But it's incredible. So even now, why are these organic products sitting on the shelf so long in a regular grocery store? And the answer is because regular grocery store customers don't buy organic products very much. So if you're the organic consumer, you're probably outnumbered by 99-1. There's 99 people in there buying crap, you know, Kellogg's, whatever, I don't know what they're buying, Post, General Mills, you know, garbage cereals full of pesticides and herbicides and glyphosate. And then there's only one person out of 100 that's buying the organic stuff. And you are one of those one out of 100. And so the organic products don't move very quickly. They sit on the shelf longer, or in the food business, as is known, they have a lower turnover rate. So the toxic mainstream Kellogg's products, like, let's say, Cheerios has a very high turnover. That box may only be in the store, I don't know, 3 days, just as a general guess, maybe a week. Whereas an organic cereal of oatmeal, basically oatmeal shaped into puffed O's, organic oatmeal cereal might sit on the shelf for 30, 60, 90 days, who knows, because there aren't as many organic consumers in that store. Where are all the organic consumers? Well, they've gone down the street to the health food store, right? Or some, you know, Mother Nature store, or Sprouts, or maybe Whole Foods, or wherever. They've gone to those stores where the turnover of the organic cereals is very high. And so those organic cereals don't sit on the shelf very long, and also those health-oriented retail stores don't stock the toxic laundry detergents that the common grocery store stocks. So you go buy the exact same cereal, Nature's Path Love Crunch. You go buy that from, I don't know, let's say your local favorite health food store. And or let's say in Tucson, Arizona, I think there's a health food chain there called New Life, where I used to shop, by the way, when I lived there. So New Life grocery store, I think there's one on Speedway Boulevard. You go into New Life grocery store, you buy Love Crunch, and guess what? It's clean. It's a better quality product because it's not contaminated, because the store itself is not a toxic cloud of chemicals. Makes sense, right? This is, obviously, the takeaway from this. This is the reason why you should not shop at regular grocery stores to buy organic products. You should visit the organic stores. You should go to the health food stores, the natural stores, because the products are cleaner, even though they're the exact same products. Anything that's just sitting in a regular grocery store is going to be toxic. And so consumers who shop at regular grocery stores, they think, oh, they're going to get healthy. You know, they're going to buy organic. They're going to buy natural cereals and organic produce. Well, guess what? The grapes, the celery, the apples, they're all covered with the toxic laundry detergent chemicals. I can smell it. And as soon as I get around to it in my lab, I'll be able to actually show the concentration of those chemicals. Because we have a triple quad mass spec, which is highly, the sensitivity is insane. We can detect like parts per trillion concentrations of these chemicals. So I can't wait to do this. This is going to be a whole new science paper. It'll be, yeah, I'm going to work up a science paper on that and get it published. But in the meantime, I'm using my human mass spec, which is called your nose, you know, your olfactory senses, you have a mass spec instrument in your face. It's called your nose. And dogs have them too. Dogs can smell cancer. Did you know that? They're training them to smell cancer. Dogs can sniff for bombs or marijuana or whatever. That's why they have bomb sniffing dogs, by the way. So you can use your senses if you stop assaulting yourself with all these chemicals all the time. You can use your senses and you can smell this stuff yourself. You don't need a multi-million dollar laboratory like I had to build. You can just use your nose, especially if you're like a wine aficionado. You're used to subtle fragrances from your red wine, you know. All you wine snobs out there. Like, oh, it's a subtle hint of woody fruitness, you know, whatever. Use those senses. I have to make fun of wine snobs because I know some. But use those senses for something that can save you from cancer. Use those senses to stop buying toxic products that harm you. I mean, that's the best use of those senses, by the way. So in order to do that, here are the action steps to take. Number one, stop using toxic laundry detergent products. Now, even though I didn't start this out as some kind of a plug, we do sell a fragrance-free laundry detergent that's truly clean, eco-friendly, the whole deal. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, look for a laundry detergent. You're going to love it. It's the only detergent that I will use anymore. It's better than anything I've ever found in retail. We had it formulated. We had it tested. All the ingredients check out with the Environmental Working Group, everything. We do lab tests on it, the whole deal. It's the cleanest laundry product you'll ever find. You can use that product or something similar if you could find. But don't use the free and clear stuff from Procter & Gamble. They use fragrances to give it a scent that the morons at Procter & Gamble think means fragrance-free. They actually have a fragrance-free scent, which is a fragrance. And they call it fragrance-free. It's insane. So don't buy anything from Procter & Gamble or any of those toxic laundry product companies. Don't use toxic fabric softeners or dryer sheets or toxic cleaning supplies or toxic, you know, skin lotions. For God's sake, people, stop putting cancer-causing chemicals on your skin. Practically every skin lotion from Purell on down, I don't even know what they are, they contain toxic chemicals, okay? It's almost universal. So just stop buying that crap. And then after a few months, your senses will come back and you'll be able to smell things again. And then from that point, you can very easily start to smell the products that you're going to buy and see if they contain toxic chemicals or not. And that's how you can avoid them. And that's how you can save yourself from cancer-causing chemicals, even when you're buying certified organic products. So there you go. Life-saving information, once again, from Natural News and the Health Ranger. Hey, share this. Others can benefit from this information as well. Thank you for listening. And by the way, check out my podcast at real.video. You can find my channel. It's called HR Report. Just go to real.video/channel/HR Report, and you'll see all the videos there. Pretty soon, we're going to have a feature there where you can subscribe to the channel. You'll be alerted when there are new videos. And, you know, that's coming. Give it a couple months. We'll have that feature there. In the meantime, just got to go check it manually. And with all the time you save from not being in the cancer clinic, you'll have plenty of time to check for new videos and podcasts. Isn't that awesome? It's awesome how it all worked out. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs
what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.